Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You listen to Vectus Radio, FM 104.6, and over the last 7 months, I've just been totting them up, over the last 7 months, we've obviously been in lockdown for some of that period of time. We've obviously come out of lockdown and we're going through this awful pandemic. But here on the Isle of Wight, we've had a fantastic team of people that have been putting things in place and protecting our island. And one of those people is Dave Stewart, council leader. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Very well. How's life at the radio?
Well, life at the radio is Marie Celeste comes to mind, but you know, it's like that for everybody. We're all in this together,
and yeah, I think that's a very good description, actually.
The Isle of Wight has obviously, you know, come together majority of over the last sort of 7 months or so, and you know, we're in probably a better position than most. So let's start off with a tricky question first. Why are we on the Isle of Wight? Because many people have asked me this and asked this question, and I know you're going to explain why. Why are we in lockdown?
Yeah, so we're in lockdown because it's a government direction. That's the first thing. And disappointed as we are, because as you rightly point out, the Isle of Wight remains one of the lowest in the country for infection rates. But we're not seeing no increase. I was just looking at the figures this morning, and we've gone up from that sort of 357 per 100,000. Then it went into the 20s. The latest one I saw were well over 48. So our infections and our cases are increasing as they are across the country. We're just starting from a low base. Now, one of the benefits of the lockdown hopefully will be that it will isolate the virus down, and we'll be able to keep our rate relatively low. So when we get to the other end of it, we're in a good place then. Because the one thing we don't want on the island is for our rate to dramatically rise, and particularly have people going into hospital. Because although we have a good hospital and they're not full up at the moment, it's very fragile and it really needs to be there for those that really need it. And so there's a lot of protection needed. And so I am disappointed, to be honest, that we're involved. But at the end of the day, we must make the most of the opportunity to help ourselves.
Okay, looking beyond the 3rd of December, what happens if, you know, the numbers are still up country, you know, levelling out or going up, but on the island, you know, they've gone down, or we're heading in the right direction? What will happen then?
So we'll be monitoring, and as we are already, everything on a weekly or even a daily basis. And we have a director of public health, Simon, whose surname is Lizzie for the moment, and I'll come back to his second with that one. But we meet regularly. We have an outbreak management plan, and we have an outbreak management board, and we now meet on Simon Bryant was the name, by the way. We now meet weekly to look at how things are happening here on the island. But we don't just get a reactive, we're looking at what we can do positively to help ourselves. And I think that's the right way, so that the island stays ahead of the curve.
When do you think we'll find out? I know it's a tricky question, but people will be now thinking about their businesses, and we'll come on to businesses again in a minute, but they'll be thinking, right, okay, we can plan for a month and we're okay, and then we've got about 3 weeks before Christmas. As long as we come back on the 3rd of December, we're probably going to make up the, you know, some of the shortfall in November.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm hoping that it does just stay to the period described, and at the beginning of December, businesses can start their uptake again and be ready for Christmas. I believe that's what the government intention is as well, that they crack down hard now so that we can all get the benefits of Christmas. Because from business point of view, you're absolutely right, Ian, and on the island is no different. We need that business, that income, that economy to boost our local businesses. I am so concerned at the moment about how many businesses we might lose. We've watched the unemployment figures. I've been watching them regularly now over the last few months, and they've almost doubled every month. So it is a precarious time, and there are going to be people unemployed who've not been in that place before. And although all the support will be there for them, if we can get back into play before Christmas, it will help everybody. And then there's the other mental welfare issue. You know, everybody in their own way, whatever their background, religion, is looking forward to celebrating the festive break in their own form. And I think it would do a lot of good for mental health on the island if we can get to that place.
Come to mental health as well in a moment, but you mentioned people unemployed, and it's been a while since I've been unemployed, but I do know you have to go in and sign on and do those things. How difficult is that going to be during this month?
Well, I don't know what the process will be during the month itself, but a lot of what we can do can be done over the phone and virtually to ensure that people can get what they need when they need it. We have a helpline, as you know. We have a whole system in place to help people. And I'm sure what is happening within the council is we're adapting that to make sure that nobody misses out. We just don't want people to lose out more than they absolutely have to.
Coming back to the vulnerable and the elderly, what advice can you give them? I know that, you know, things are being put in place and they were in place, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more. But what advice can you give them for now? Where can you point them?
Well, there's two things. So first of all, a lot of people talk about what they can do. You know, I could be in a group of six. I could go out, could do this. Absolutely true. But I quite like the comments I heard from, actually, it was the Welsh First Minister, who said, think about it in the way of what you should do to protect yourself. So I would say to the vulnerable, the elderly, think about what you should do to keep yourself safe, and then be reassured that the system on the island, with all the various community hubs and all the other people we've got in place, as long as you communicate, we can make sure you're kept safe. And that's the most reassuring thing I can say.
Is there something that's been set up, and it's on the website, and if you want more advice, you can go to it. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of information on the website. I am obviously aware that not everybody has computers on the island, but what we all do have, because we've been through it in the first lockdown, is lots of good connections with our local community hubs. I sat in on a meeting this week with my local community hub called CRAB, which covers Chale, Knighton and Whitwell, and they're all geared up, all the volunteers, all the organisers, to help anybody and everybody, not just with food, but also any medical needs, any prescriptions that need to go, or just phone calls to keep people in touch. And I'm really confident that they'll step up to the mark. We're in touch with the food banks. We're in touch with all the various people that have done so well on the island. And so my message to the vulnerable and elderly, I would say, treat it in a way that you can to shield yourself. There will be a letter coming out to island residents as well, which we've set up. But play safe, do what you should, not what you could. And if you need help, contact the council, as you say, through the website, through the helpline or whatever.
Just found details here, and the number is 823 600.
That's
and
right.
The phone lines are going to be manned at the weekends as well as during the week.
Yeah, we're between going 7 days now.
Yeah, that's between right. 10 and 3 at the weekends. Or you can contact, send an email to contact.centre@iow.gov.uk. There's lots of things I want to ask you. The one thing that irritates me at the moment, Dave, and it's been irritating me for months, and I get grumpy when I'm walking around the town and people invade my space and they make no attempt to move. They're still going on. Majority of people are fine with it. It's one of those things where I wish that we would see this on national TV a lot more. People just reminding people, when you're walking out and about, just be more respectful of people that are walking towards you.
I totally agree. I mean, some people will even wear their masks out in the street now because they just use that as a method of protecting themselves a bit more. It's all about doing what you should, really, as I go back to my point that, you know, if you're walking down the street and somebody else is coming the other way, what you should do is just give everybody space, yourself, them, and that's fine, and that's how you carry on. When you kind of do the, as one or two do, you know, stand there or walk towards you, and people like you or I have to step to one side because we don't want to get in that position, it doesn't just add a bit of risk, it also creates a bit of atmosphere that's unnecessary. Caring for others costs very little, but makes a big difference.
I've got to ask you, Dave, you've been, you know, hard at it for, well, since March, along with your team. They've all been working hard and around the clock, long hours, and putting themselves, you know, in the firing line. How are you?
Yeah, okay. I think I look at this in a couple of ways. Obviously, when you become leader of the Isle of Wight Council and you spend 2 or 3 years doing the role, which I've been doing, you get into the real positive side of it, doing making a difference for the island. You then get something, and I know there's not much to compare with COVID, but when something like this hits you, your whole mindset has to change to one of keeping the community safe, even though we've had to spend a lot of money, which we'd built up over time to give us a good council base. It absolutely is the right thing to do. So I'm a bit frustrated by that. Then you just have to change your approach and say, actually, if I, through the rest of this administration, for example, can have done my best for the island, well, actually, I'm be proud of that. And I see so many people working hard, not just my colleagues in the cabinet or in the members, but some of the officers who've changed their jobs completely in order to look after the community, whether it's been the businesses, whether it's been people that are vulnerable. We've had jobs closed down and people moving to other things. And they really have stepped up for the plate. And an interesting thing, just done a survey, and our staff morale is still good. And I'm pleased about that. Maybe they're getting, feel really valued by the community, which I'm sure they are.
I think, you know, the facts are that here on the Isle of Wight, our figures have been low. So whatever we've done and whatever you've done and whatever the people have done, you know, we have virtually done the right thing. So, I mean, you know, we should all be proud of ourselves with that. But it's not over yet. We've got another difficult month, and I'm pretty sure there's another difficult few months beyond that as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, I wouldn't probably have thought that at the start of all this. I was like everybody else, hoping it would be a few months and then we'd be out the other side. Clearly, now we know what we do about the virus and the way it can spike up and all the things. It's going to be longer than we expect. Now, there's lots of good news about there's lots of good news about vaccines and other treatments that have come in, which were never there before, which is great. But the fact is, I think, you know, we'll be looking in the spring and looking back and seeing where we are then. And only then will we get a true picture. And I suspect, like many of the historic viruses, it'll always be about, but it'll be about how we've learned to manage it or medicate against it. You can go back, even flu itself is still here, but we've learned to have our flu jabs, we've learned to be sensible in the winter. So I think it's about the population adapting to it rather than thinking it's going to disappear.
We touched on local businesses earlier on, and I know you want to talk about lockdown implications, and I'm guessing they're going hand in hand. What if you're a business now and you think, right, okay, I can't do another month of not earning any money or very little? What advice is out there? Where would you point them?
Well, we've got it within the council. We're getting extra funding from government, firstly, to help some of the businesses that are reducing their availability and hours, and obviously that's affecting their ability to earn enough money to keep going. And then other businesses which have just got shut. So, you know, some of the retail outlets who are not essential are just going to be closed. So those staff are still there. They'll probably, some of them, go back into furlough, which the government have reopened. What they need to do, and there'll be a lot more information coming out over the next few days, is make sure they apply for any of the new, there's two new types of grants coming through. They need to make sure they apply for those. And if they qualify, they'll get some funds to take themselves through. So keep in touch with the council. Make sure you get on to it early. We were very good last time when it first kicked in. We put the money we received out very quickly. We were ahead of most places in the country, and we'd like to be that place again, because I really would like to see as few businesses permanently disappear as we can. So we've got to do everything we can to help.
Okay, I've got a stinky question for you, Dave. National Union of Schools have said that they're asking schools to be closed during lockdown. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't agree with them. I think provided all the safety measures are in place, and I have family members who work in schools, provided that is carried out, it's as important for those kids to be interacting and getting their education as it is for the rest of the community to be kept safe through the lockdown. We've seen it already across the country where children have gone back to school and they've been able to progress their education, and it's good for their mental as well as physical welfare. If my colleague Councillor Paul Brading were on the phone now, he would tell you we had some of the highest return rates to school in the country, and I think that reflects the fact that kids just want to get back to school. They have to do it in a safe way, and I have to credit the staff and the head teachers for the amazing way they've gone about making schools safe enough for that to happen. But I really don't support closing schools down. I think we can see what could happen, and we just don't need that.
I mean, in the past couple of past month or so, we have had one or two minor outbreaks, and yep. things have been dealt with very, very well, and things have been put in place and so on. So, I mean, they are isolated incidents. So I'm guessing what you're saying is, you know, it's safe to go back to school. Is that the message to parents if they're concerned at all about sending their kids to school?
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned specific. I can recall one school. We had a case and the whole of their bubble, which I think was about 200 kids, had to then be sent home because that was the arrangement that was in place. And those are the kind of things that will happen. So we have got safety measures in place, but we equally need to make sure our youngsters can get to school. And I'm sure if you talk to a lot of parents, you know, being able to take their children to school and then carry on and either work or do whatever they want to do is good, provided the kids are safe. And I'm really pleased with the work that's gone on, very professional work at all levels. And this is where we're working with Hampshire as well. It's been one of the assets of our partnership.
Just before you go, Dave, because I know you're going to be very busy, not just for the next 4 weeks, but forever. What's the final advice you can give people of the Isle of Wight?
I think what I'd like to say to the island is to reassure the island we can get through this. It's disappointing, as I said earlier, that we're into the lockdown, but the lockdown may well help us to suppress the virus here on the island so that when we come out, we are able to comfortably move towards a positive Christmas time. I think that would be great for people. I know there's a lot of desire for that, especially with people at the moment, you know, not being able to now share households, and I'm sure we're all doing it. We're all saying hi, see you in a month's time. I've had my family round doing the same. We just have to do that. But let's hope we can get through the other side. We get a better opportunity at Christmas to enjoy the interaction, which I think is really important. And more importantly, I think after Christmas, we'll start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm hoping we can have a fantastic 2021.
Have you had a chance to look at, you know, when we do come out the other side? Because I know before, before COVID kicked in, you know, there were huge cutbacks and you were making it work and balancing the books. What will it look like when we get the other side? Are we going to be back to square one, or are we going to be in a fairly decent position?
Well, I think I would say that one of the benefits of the prudent way in which we've managed the finances of the council mean that we've been able to cope with everything that we have up to now. I'm still pushing hard to government to get their support. And in fairness to them, in different ways, we're getting a fair amount of money to keep the island going. And they especially, for example, support our ferries because they're lifelines at the moment. So all that is happening. But we are, you're absolutely right. We're now in the process of having to review where we are with the budget because we've got to set a new budget next year. I'm optimistic that we can balance our books this year because we've been careful on how we've done things, but it is a real challenge in February, and I'm being very honest with people. We're working really hard, but it is a real challenge because we're a small community. It doesn't take a lot to burn up our reserves. We've done everything we can to do what we believe to be right, but at the end of the day we have to balance the book. So we'll be working hard on that, but we're not under pressure at the moment on that. The government have been very supportive. We have regular contact with them through various channels. And I hope we'll still be in a better place than we are at the moment financially. And certainly we'll be letting the community know where we are. Main thing is we keep people safe. We get through Christmas. And then we look to what we can achieve in 2021.
Brilliant. Thanks for being there, Dave. I know you've taken time out in a very busy time, and we really appreciate you coming in and telling us and discussing where we are with everything. Good
luck.
Happy
to do so, Ian, and happy to come back again in the future if you want me.
Thanks, Dave. I'm sure that will happen.